Christ, you've noticed that today we have the violet vestments on. We've transitioned now from green to violet because we've entered into the season of Septuagesima. This season now, over the course of the next 3 weeks, is a transition. And we're transitioning from the Christmas season and getting ready for Lent. So these next 3 weeks should be more of a season of preparation. They should be a season where we are looking forward to what is it during Lent this year that I really need to work on. When we think of Christmas, we think of the divinity of our Lord. We think about the fact that our Lord was anointed. We think about the fact that Almighty God has taken upon himself a human nature and come to us. We have the Messiah with us. When it comes to Lent, the focus shifts. The focus during Lent and during Lent shifts more to the fact of the great sacrifice that our Lord has made for our salvation and that of dying on the cross for us. Even consider how, when you look at the name Christ, when we look at Christ, it means anointed. But when we look at our Lord's name Jesus, it means Savior. During Lent, we focus a lot on the fact of our Lord being our Savior. So during this time now, this time of transition, we want to use it well. We should be praying and asking Almighty God, what things that can I be working on during Lent? What extra sacrifices can I be making to call down those graces that I need for myself and for my family? But in regards to the spiritual side of things, during these next 3 weeks, there are three main topics that we focus upon. The first one today is the fall of Adam. We look at original sin. Next Sunday, the focus is on the flood, or the great deluge. And next Sunday, we consider actual sin. And then the last Sunday, or the third Sunday of the season of Septuagesima, we consider the sacrifice of Abraham and Melchizedek, and that is a foreshadow of the great sacrifice of Christ. But my dear friends in Christ, when it comes to original sin, there's one thing I want to focus on today. There's one aspect. And if we look at what Almighty God told Adam after he had committed original sin, that's going to draw to light what the focus is today. Almighty God had said to Adam after committing original sin, "Because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree, whereof I have commanded thee that thou shalt not eat, cursed is the earth in thy work. With labor and toil shalt thou eat thereof all the days of thy life. With labor and toil shalt thou eat thereof all the days of thy life." My dear friends in Christ, in this life we have to work. We have to work by the sweat of our brow. We know that this is not a choice. This is something that we must all do. For if we do not work, we know that we will not have those things that we need to survive. So work is essential. It is a necessity for us here in this life. But that was not what Almighty God had originally planned. This work that we must do is a consequence for original sin. And what I'd like to propose or put forth for your consideration today is that first that we must all work. Whether you're a child working in school, learning your studies and becoming more intelligent, or you're a young adult working in a school or a job, or even parents at home or whatever occupation you do, we all have to work. But what's very important is that we sanctify the work that Almighty God wants us to do. We should sanctify the work we do every day. And how do we sanctify the work we do? First and foremost, offer it up. Before you start a job, and while you're working on something, remember to pray and offer it up. Because in doing so, you call down many graces and blessings upon yourself, just simply by doing the things that you have to do already. And that is the smartest thing to do. We have to do these work already. How smart is it for us to offer it up? To offer it up to Almighty God. So not only do we do these studies or this homework to learn, but we're also doing it for God. not only do I do this job at my work to do what's necessary, but also I'm doing this work for Almighty God. I think of one example, and that is sanding pews. Most of us here now have much experience sanding pews, and it's a very tough job. I've done it as well for many hours, and I know that it's not an easy job. But before you start to sand pews, offer it up. Even if you sand for 10 minutes, offer it up to Almighty God. For in doing so, you call down many graces upon us and upon others as well. I'll only give you one example. If anybody had been discouraged by sanding of pews, by the work that you're doing in just this regards, there have been many conversions and many souls that have been helped. And I have one story from this last week. This last week on Monday, I had gotten a call that there was somebody who was dying in the hospital down by Omaha. This was a lady who I had spoken with some time before, so I knew who she was. And she had been a Novus Ordo Catholic for some time. She had been looking to become traditional Catholic, but because of her situation, she would need to have received conditional baptism before she could start to receive the sacraments. And the last time I had spoken with her, which was maybe 3 months ago, 4 months ago, she was not willing or not wanting to receive conditional baptism, so we couldn't bring her the sacrament. So 3 months ago, she was in good health. Even though she's 80 years old, she was still doing very well. She was in her home. It was a good visit. But when I went on Monday to visit her in the hospital, it was definitely a different situation. I could tell right away that because of her condition that she was dealing with, she wasn't going to make it very much longer. So I talked with her and I discussed with her the importance of receiving baptism and ensuring that her baptism is valid. And in talking with her for a matter of 5 or 10 minutes, she agreed with the necessity of receiving conditional baptism. And so we went forward with giving her conditional baptism and extreme unction and the apostolic blessing and things that are necessary. That is a blessing from Almighty God. That is a conversion of heart for this lady. And her conversion certainly has come from our prayers and sacrifices. It might have been the pew that you sanded that one day for 3 or 4 hours that helped her out in order to make that act of the will. But if there's even more to that, to this story, than just that. My dear friends in Christ, on Tuesday, I brought her first Holy Communion. And her first Holy Communion was also the Holy Viaticum. The Holy Viaticum is when you receive Holy Communion in danger of death. And who would have known that would have been her last Holy Communion because she passed away on Wednesday morning? So my dear friends in Christ, very providential, but the work we do, whether it's standing pews or at home or wherever it might be, let us do our very best to offer it up. Because in doing so, you call down those graces upon yourself and your families, but you also call down those graces upon other people who you might not even know. And what a joy will it be in heaven to see all those souls that are there now because of the work that you did every day. The last thing I want to mention is that not only should we offer up the work that we do to Almighty God, but we should do our very best to practice virtue while we work. And the virtue that I want to mention is meekness. How very important it is that when we work, wherever it may be, that we try our very best to be meek and humble. Today is the feast of St. John Bosco, and 2 days ago was the feast of St. Francis de Sales. And these two saints, we can say much about them, but because of their meekness and humility, they've helped many souls get to heaven. We should do our very best to imitate their meekness and consider the words of St. Francis de Sales. St. Francis de Sales had said, "You can catch more flies with a spoonful of honey than with 100 barrels of vinegar." That is, you can catch more flies with a spoonful of honey. We can do much better for our job and for the work we do when we try our best to remain meek and humble. This is not easy to do because our work is filled with sorrows and difficulties and trials. Remember to offer it up before you start, and remember to pray and practice the virtue of humility and meekness while you work. It's through prayer that we will be able to persevere. It's through prayer that we're going to call down those graces upon ourselves and our families. So my dear friends in Christ, let us use this season of Septuagesima well. Let us think about Lent. Let's think about the fact that what are the things I need to work on in my own spiritual life? What are things that I need to do? But also, let us consider how we're going to get that done. It's one thing to know what you have to do. It's another thing to know how you're going to get that done. So let us make sure we offer up the work that we have to do every day and try our very best to remain meek and humble while we do that. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto thine. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.